Welcome to Spooky Island Radio and this week's Campfire Stories episode. In these episodes, prepare to be scared and spooked from around my campfire here on Spooky Island. No filler, just fire in these episodes. So it's time to get wrapped up in your blanket and toast some marshmallows and relax with Spooky Island Radio Campfire Tales. I was spending the weekend in a small cabin up in the mountains, surrounded by forest with some friends. It was an absolutely beautiful location. It was so isolated and so far from anything. Everything was going great for a while, but then a few of my friends started arguing. As things got quite heated, one of the guys said he would go for a walk to cool down. This was all fine, but after a few hours had passed and the sun was starting to go down, he still hadn't returned. We were starting to get a little bit worried about him, and since there was no phone reception for miles, I decided I would volunteer myself to go out and have a look for him. I know roughly which way he went, and I started to follow his path through the woods. I'm calling out to him, and after a while, I get a response. Over here! I walk in that direction, which is off the path and into the woods. Now, it's starting to get dark, and I'm finding it a little bit creepy. I call out again, and then I hear, "Over here!" It's a little bit closer now, but it's still quite a way into the woods. By this stage, the forest is getting really dense, and it's quite dark. I can't see very much, so I go a little bit further, but it's all just starting to creep me out a little bit too much. So I called out to him, "I'm going back to the cabin." I figured he's an adult and he can make his own way back. I head back to the cabin, but when I get there, I'm in for a big surprise. He's already there. I asked how he beat me back, and everyone tells me he's been back for nearly an hour, and he hadn't seen me on his way home. We have no idea to this day who was in the woods calling out to me, or what could have happened if I'd have found them. I spent summers at a camp in Northern Carolina when I was young, around age 10 or so. This tale was told to the young campers when we were on overnight hiking expeditions in the woods of the Trinity Alps. As the sun set and the shadows grew longer, we would light a huge bonfire, cooking dinner and afterwards settle in for the night and some stories of a vengeful ghost who haunted the woods where we camped. Marshmallow Mike was a simple man. Some would say he was not the sharpest pitchfork in the barn. Mike owned a candy store in a nearby town and loved nothing more than when the neighbourhood kids would come to the shop after school to buy treats. Prior to the accident, he was well regarded in town and everyone knew, trusted and loved him and his jolly ways. Aside from kids and candy, Mike's other great love was flying. He was an accomplished and careful pilot, but one day as he flew over a particularly dense section of forest, a mechanical problem caused the plane to lose power. He had been on his way to deliver some important legal papers regarding an estate to a nearby family friend when the plane went down. Helpless and powerless, he crashed into the woods, the accident throwing him from the fire and tossing him against a tree like a rag doll. For hours he lay, wounded, unconscious at first, then slowly regaining consciousness. His leg had been badly broken in the crash, and he was severely burned. Every movement was utter, unending agony. He tried to get up and make his way back to the town, dragging and flopping his shattered leg behind him. The sound he made in the dark forest that day as he plodded through the bush on his good leg, dragging his broken limb useless behind him through the dry leaves was thump, drag, thump, drag, thump, drag. As he made a desperate and futile attempt to get back to town and help, He died insane and alone on the mountain after 2 days of pain and agony, driven mad by the ordeal. The once sweet-mannered and simple Marshmallow Mike had turned into a stark raving lunatic, cursing fate and hurling gibberish oaths as he died. As with the spirits of many who died traumatically and with unfinished business, his malevolent spirit entered our realm that day and haunted the Trinity Alps where the plane went down, and where we young boys camped under the stars, with loons calling on the lake and stars spiring overhead as we listened to the last dying crackles of the campfire. 12 sets of young ears strained against the forest night sounds to hear that telltale sign that Marshmallow Mike was methodically nearing the camp, ready to exact his revenge on those who dared live on while he was forced to wander for all eternity, dragging his useless and shattered leg behind him. And then, there it was. We all heard the noise. Thump, drag, thump. Drag, thump, drag. My final tale today is a creepy story about a man who stayed in a strange hotel and encountered something very odd indeed. The man in question went to a hotel and walked up to the front desk to check in. The woman at the desk gave him his key and told him that on the way to his room there was a door with no number that was locked and no one was allowed in there. Especially no one should look inside the room under any circumstances. So he followed the instructions of the woman at the front desk, going straight to his room and going to bed as it was late. The next night, his curiosity would not leave him alone about the room with no number on the door. He walked down the hall to the door and tried the handle. Sure enough, it was locked. He bent down and looked through the wide keyhole. Cold air passed through it, chilling his eye. And what he saw was the hotel bedroom, just like his. And in the corner was a woman whose skin was completely white. She was leaning her head against the wall, facing away from the door. He stared in confusion for a while. He almost knocked on the door out of curiosity, but decided not to. Why was someone in there when reception had told me that nobody was allowed in that room? He crept away from the door and walked back to his room. The next day, he returned to the door and looked through the keyhole. This time, all he saw was red. He couldn't make anything out besides a distinct red colour. Perhaps the inhabitants of the room knew he was spying the night before and had blocked the keyhole with something red. At this point, he decided to consult the woman at the front desk for more information. She sighed and said, "Did you look through the keyhole?" The man told her that he had, and she said, "Well, I might as well tell you the story. A long time ago, a man murdered his wife in that room, and her ghost still haunts it. But these people were not ordinary. They were white all over, except for their eyes, which were red." With the campfire now beginning to fade, I think I will leave it there for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's Scary Camp Stories, and remember to listen out for a full episode of Spooky Island Radio next week. Until then,
over and out.